Color can change the entire feel of a room, which means change the way you feel about being in that room. Hey, it's Jody for Helm Paint and Decorating with 4 locations now in the Baton Rouge area. We love them. It's family owned and operated, which means you get that human service, helpful service. They're the home also of Benjamin Moore Paint with beautiful colors, and they're happy to take their time with you, let you decide. Now on Perkins, Choctaw, Jones Creek, and Highland, HelmPaint.com.
Hi, this is Joe Helm with Helm Paint and Decorating. Happy to announce our new 4 locations in Baton Rouge. We are new to Baton Rouge, but not new to paint. We are a family-run business with over 50 years' experience, assisting customers with the best quality Benjamin Moore paint, supplies, and design services. We also offer free, fast delivery and expert color matching. Call or stop by any of our locations on Perkins, Jones Creek, Highland, or Choctaw, or shop us online at HelmPaint.com.
Helm Paint and Supply.
Helm, yeah.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to Extra Base Hit. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the world of Major League Baseball. Coming up, we'll recap the 2023 World Series between the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. As always, I like to start off with my top 3 storylines. I like to start off talking about the Texas Rangers just for a moment. Congratulations to the 2023 World Series champion, Texas Rangers. If you would have asked me 2 years ago, hey, Ed, do you think the Texas Rangers will not only make it to the World Series, but to win the World Series? I would have laughed in your face and told you you were joking. But guess what? This was no joke. 2 seasons ago, the Rangers lost over 100 games, and they were a franchise that just faded away. They were a franchise. When you remember the Texas Rangers, you think of names like Nolan Ryan, Juan Gonzalez, Rafael Palmeiro, Pudge Rodriguez, just to name a few. Also, when you think of names like Nelson Cruz, which we'll get into in just a moment. The Texas Rangers have had some great players in that organization, but they fell on hard times for over a decade. As I mentioned earlier, 2 years ago, they lost over 100 games. But boy, when you hire Bruce Bochy last year to turn this thing around, Bruce is a proven winner. He won a World Series as the manager of the San Francisco Giants. He comes in his first year as the manager of the Texas Rangers, comes in, handled his business, and they did the thing. And I would have never imagined, if you would have told me, again, that the Texas Rangers would win the World Series this year in 2023, I would have laughed in your face. But guess what? That's the beauty of professional sports. You just never know. And it's no exception to the rule in Major League Baseball. All season long, we were dazzled by players that were phenomenal, with the likes of Adolis Garcia, Marcus Semien, who came to Texas from the Oakland A's. Also, when you have Jonah Heim, Josh Young. Also, when you have Corey Seager with his World Series experience coming from the Los Angeles Dodgers. Also, Evan Carter, Leody Taveras. The list goes on. And what Nathaniel Lowe, also Mitch Garver. These guys were amazing in terms of providing the offense and the defense as well. And from the pitching staff, Nathan Eovaldi coming from the Boston Red Sox. You acquire Max Scherzer in the trade deadline from the New York Mets. Also, when you have Jacob deGrom, also when you have Aroldis Chapman, Andrew Heaney, John Gray, Jordan Montgomery, Jose Leclerc, one of the best closers in the business and certainly had a great postseason. Will Smith did his thing in relief work as well. And Dane Dunning, who had a solid year as well. The Rangers handled their business in this 2023 World Series. They did it with offense, defense, and the pitching rotation, which we'll get into in just a little bit in the program. But congratulations to Bruce Bochy and the 2023 Texas Rangers for winning this year's World Series. My next storyline is going to be the Arizona Diamondbacks. Similar to the Rangers, 2 years ago, the Diamondbacks lost over 100 games in a regular season. If you would have asked me 2 years ago, hey, Ed, in 2023, do you see the Arizona Diamondbacks playing in the World Series? I would have told you absolutely not. boy, was I proved wrong. And again, that's the beauty of professional sports and the beauty of Major League Baseball. You just never know. The Diamondbacks, again, kudos to their manager, Torey Lovullo, who has been involved in Major League Baseball for quite some time, being a position coach with the Boston Red Sox and being involved with other teams. What a great job he's done with this young Diamondback squad. Corbin Carroll, look out for him. He is going to be a talent for the next 10 to 15 years. Also, Gabriel Moreno, who had a solid year this year. Evan Longoria, the true veteran that they needed on that squad. He brings that veteran leadership to the Diamondbacks this season. Also, Ketel Marte, Geraldo Perdomo, who was an all-star this year. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. was amazing. Tommy Pham with his veteran leadership. Also, Alec Thomas was good. How about Zach Gallen? Zach Gallen had a nice year this year as well. Also, when you talk about guys like Joe Mantiply, who was one of the key players on that pitching rotation, Paul Sewald had a nice year this year. Also, Merrill Kelly, Kevin Ginkle, also Brandon Fatt, just to name a few. So kudos to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They fell short, but the Diamondbacks, they have a young nucleus, and of course, with the veteran leadership, with the likes of Evan Longoria, I think they're going to make some noise, not just in the National League, but in all of Major League Baseball for at least the next 3 to 5 years. And certainly, it's outstanding. It's one of a kind. And the Diamondbacks, they've got a lot. They've got a whole lot to look forward to. And again, congratulations to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They fell short. Nevertheless, they were able to get to the World Series. But hey, there's going to be better, bigger, and brighter days ahead for the Diamondbacks. And for my last storyline, is going to be 2024 World Series hopefuls. All right, so the Texas Rangers claim the World Series title for 2023. But I've got to tell you, here's some teams that certainly want to get into the mix in 2024 and teams we need to watch out for. Let's start off with the American League. So the Texas Rangers represent the American League. They're the World Series champions. They're no longer the hunter. They're now the hunted. So you got to watch out for teams like the Houston Astros. Dusty Baker recently retired, but you know the Astros, they've got the talent, they've got that pedigree, and they're not going to back down from anyone. The Seattle Mariners, what a young squad that they have with Julio Rodriguez, who's going to be a great talent for the next 10 to 15 years. Watch out for Seattle. The Los Angeles Angels, it depends on what happens with Shohei Ohtani. Also, Mike Trout, we'll see how that plays out, but you can never count out the Angels. The American League Central, the Minnesota Twins, they're a team that's got to look out for them in 2024. Pablo Lopez on the rotation, just a great talent on that roster. Also, you got to talk about the Baltimore Orioles. Wow, Adley Rutschman, Cedric Mullins, just to name a few. Great talent with Baltimore, great talent with Tampa Bay, with Randy Arozarena, the Toronto Blue Jays, Bo Bichette, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., just a George Springer. We know Toronto is not a pushover by any means. And, of course, New York and Boston. Need I say more about the Yankees and the Red Sox? You know, they're going to bring it every year, and they're certainly going to be one of the many teams to watch out for in 2024. Also, in the National League, the Atlanta Braves, Ronald Acuna Jr., Matt Olson, Austin Riley, in that rotation. Listen, Atlanta had the best record in the National League. They fell short losing to the Philadelphia Phillies, but you know they're going to bring something to the table in 2024. How about the Philadelphia Phillies losing in the National League Championship Series? They're going to bring the heat next year, too. Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Alec Baum, Nick Castellanos. We'll see if they can bring that nucleus back because you don't want to sleep on the Phillies. Also, the Miami Marlins are going to be feared, as well as the New York Mets. The Milwaukee Brewers are going to have something to say next year, as well as the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. And you got to pay attention, of course, to the Arizona Diamondbacks and that talent that they have, along with the San Diego Padres, the San Francisco Giants, and, of course, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts. We don't know what's going to happen with Clayton Kershaw. He's been going year to year. The last several years, we'll see what he brings to the table, if he's going to decide to come back next year. We'll see how all of that works out. But the Dodgers, for the most part, they have their nucleus on the offensive side, and they're certainly going to be a team that's going to be reckoned with in 2024. Also, some more news to pass along to you. Nelson Cruz. Nelson Cruz announces his retirement after 19 seasons of playing in Major League Baseball. Cruz played for the Milwaukee Brewers, the Baltimore Orioles. Also, he played for the Tampa Bay Rays, the Washington Nationals, and the San Diego Padres. He had his best years playing for the Texas Rangers, also his best years playing for the Seattle Mariners, and also the Minnesota Twins. Those teams, he was a part of all-star teams. Matter of fact, he made all-star teams as members of the Texas Rangers, the Seattle Mariners, and the Minnesota Twins. He was a seven-time all-star, making teams in 2009 and also from 2013 to 2015, and then again in 2017, 2018, and 2021. He led he led Major League Baseball in home runs in 2014, and also he won the Roberto Clemente Award 2 years ago in 2021. So again, congratulations to Nelson Cruz on a fantastic career. 19 seasons, that's a long time, but man, nevertheless, he was a phenomenal player, always consistent. Again, I mentioned earlier about the teams that he played for, and he had his best seasons with the Texas Rangers, the Seattle Mariners, and the Minnesota Twins, where he made all-star teams. So kudos on a great career, and I know Nelson is going to be around for a long time. I mean, he's really just getting started in his life. His baseball life may be over with, but his real life is just starting to begin. I'm pretty sure he's involved in a lot of things. And so congratulations again to Nelson Cruz on an amazing career. And finally, some sad news in the world of Major League Baseball. Frank Howard has passed away at the age of 87. Howard had passed away due to complications from a stroke. Howard played for the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Washington Senators, later becoming the Texas Rangers, and he also played for the Detroit Tigers. During his time with the Los Angeles Dodgers, he was a member of the World Series championship team in 1963. Also during his time as a member of the Washington Senators that later became the Texas Rangers, he was a four-time All-Star. Howard won National League Rookie of the Year in 1960 as a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he led the American League in home runs twice in 1968 and 1970, and he also led the American League in RBIs in 1970. He's a member of the Washington Nationals Ring of Honor. Again, Frank Howard passing away at the age of 87 due to complications from a stroke. He is survived by his six children, and he is also survived by his wife, Donna. Again, Frank Howard passed away at the age of 87. We'll be right back.
Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
"Oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
The social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time to recap the 2023 World Series between the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. So let's start off with Game 1 of the World Series between the Diamondbacks and the Rangers. It took place at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. It was a record crowd that showed up in Arlington at Globe Life Field. It was a close game, but Texas would go on to win 6-5. The winning pitcher was Jose Leclerc. The losing pitcher was Miguel Castro. Hitting home runs in the game for Arizona was Tommy Pham, and hitting home runs for the Rangers were Corey Seager and Adolis Garcia. Again, Texas would win game 1, 6-5. Rangers would lead the series 1-0. Game 2 was simply dominant by the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks would go on to win 9-1. The winning pitcher was Merrill Kelly. The losing pitcher, Jordan Montgomery. Hitting home runs in the game for Arizona was Gabriel Moreno, and for Texas, Mitch Garver. Once again, the final score, Diamondbacks 9, Texas 1. The series would be tied at 1-1. The series would shift to the West Coast for Game 3 at Chase Field in downtown Phoenix between the Rangers and the Diamondbacks. Very close game, but Texas would hold on to win 3-1. The winning pitcher was John Gray. The losing pitcher was Brandon Pfaadt. And getting the save was Jose Leclerc. Now, this game was interesting because Max Scherzer was in this contest, but he left in the bottom of the third inning due to tightness in his back. It was in the middle of the fourth inning where Scherzer left the game with back tightness, and that's when John Gray entered in relief, and it was just simply amazing. If you did not see Game 3, John Gray was amazing for the Rangers, entering relief and taking the place of Scherzer, who had to lead the game with back tightness. And hitting home runs in this contest was Corey Seager for the Texas Rangers. Again, the final score in Game 3, Texas 3, Arizona 1. Game 4 was an offensive shootout between the Rangers and the Diamondbacks. Texas would hold on to win 11-7. The winning pitcher for the Rangers was Andrew Heaney, and the losing pitcher was Joe Mantiply. Hitting home runs in this game for the Diamondbacks was Lourdes Gurriel Jr., and for the Rangers, Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, and Jonah Heim. So again, Texas would win Game 4 11-7. Rangers now lead the series 3-1. So Game 5, would Arizona force the Game 6 to shift it back to Texas, or would the Rangers close it out? Simply dominant performance by Nathan Eovaldi. Zach Gallen, he held his own for the Diamondbacks up until the seventh inning, and the Rangers never looked back. Texas would win Game 5. Final score, 5-0. The winning pitcher for the Rangers was Nathan Eovaldi. The losing pitcher was Zach Gallen. And getting the save was Josh Zabors. And hitting a home run in Game 5 for the Rangers, Marcus Semien. Again, Texas would win Game 5. Final score, 5-0. And the Texas Rangers would win the series 4-1, giving the Texas Rangers their first World Series title in franchise history. You talk about just offense, pitching, defense. That's what summed up the series for the Texas Rangers. Adolis Garcia was simply amazing for the first two games of the series. Unfortunately, he did not play in Game 4. Well, he played in the first three games of the series, but he did not play for the remainder of the series. Matter of fact, Garcia, along with Max Scherzer, they were pulled from the roster for games 4 and 5 due to injuries. But hey, when you have a loaded roster like a Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, Jonah Heim, Josh Young, Texas had everything that they needed from the pitching to the batting, offense, defense. They clicked on all cylinders and then some. And definitely, it was a long time coming for the Texas Rangers. But again, they would go ahead and win their first World Series title in franchise history. The MVP of the World Series, no surprise, Corey Seager of the Texas Rangers. And Corey, you know, he brings that championship experience, that veteran leadership to the Texas Rangers. He won a World Series in the pandemic-shortened season with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and now he can add another World Series title to his resume. And also, kudos to Texas Rangers pitcher Will Smith. Will already won two World Series, one with the Atlanta Braves in 2021 and last year with the Houston Astros. And now he wins a third World Series title. He becomes the first player to win three straight World Series championships with three different franchises. 2021 with the Braves, 2022 with the Astros, and this year, 2023, with the Texas Rangers. So congratulations again to Will Smith. And congratulations to the Texas Rangers for winning their first World Series title in franchise history. I know Rangers fans worldwide, especially the ones that are in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, they are certainly going to be enjoying this. They're certainly going to be loving this. It's been a long time coming. As far as baseball in Texas is concerned, the Astros, they've been in the forefront for such a long time, especially over a decade. And then when they won the World Series last year, it really, the Astros were really put on the map just in terms of Major League Baseball in the state of Texas. But now the Rangers can have their say-so as well, and they have their bragging rights for this season and going up until 2024. As for the Arizona Diamondbacks, listen, they have nothing to hang their heads about. They have a young nucleus. They're going to be back. They're going to be in these similar positions. Evan Longoria, he's a veteran. He brings that veteran leadership. They've got Ketel Marte. Corbin Carroll is going to be a talent for the next 10 to 15 years plus. He's going to be outstanding. The Diamondbacks are going to be good. I have no worries. But right now, this year belongs to the Texas Rangers. And again, congratulations to the Texas Rangers, Bruce Bochy, and Rangers management on winning the 2023 World Series. And that's going to do it for this edition of Extra Base Hit. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and we'll talk to you again next time. Take care.